Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Can the huge gulf between China and Taiwan ever be bridged? A gulf forged in war, sustained by the Cold War, and mutual denial for decades, but suddenly it's in a state of historic flux. Delivering a shocker not so far away from, say, discovering North Korea's Kim Jong-un in a K-pop club in Seoul this weekend, the leaders of China and Taiwan will meet in Singapore for the first time since 1949, and the first time ever as separate nations. The news comes as Taiwanese President Ma Ying-jeou faces a long-shot re-election campaign and after a difficult few months for Chinese President Xi Jinping, facing China's economic downturn and a stock market plunge over the summer. Austin Ramsey, reporter for our partner The New York Times, says everything about this meeting is unusual, from the understated expectations to what each of these leaders will actually call each other.
I think this in some ways goes against the public sentiment. I don't think that there's a real demand on the part of the Taiwanese people in general that this meeting go through. And I think there are some concerns that about what could happen. It sounds like there won't be any agreements made, but it also seems like the Taiwanese people are just sort of uncertain about what might happen.
We can say with some certainty that nobody's going to call the other a bandit, probably, in this meeting. And that of bitterness is probably going to be ignored. China is very keen to have what's going on in the South China Sea ignored. Is that likely to happen?
Yes, I think at least in this meeting, and my sense is that it's not an issue that either side would want to bring up in that forum. I think they are trying to find points of agreement or points of commonality.
Does a meeting like this turn the United States, who, you know, began this century as Taiwan's great benefactor, and certainly since 1949 has been the ally who, you know, Taiwan has relied on more than any outside of the Pacific, has it made the United States more of an irrelevant bystander here, or put pressure on the United States to show its bona fides in terms of protecting Taiwan's security right now?
I think in terms of Taiwan and China, the main U.S. interest is to not have a headache, to not have China sailing ships in the Taiwan Strait in a threatening manner, or not have sort of standoffs that can lead to armed conflict. So the comments from Washington have been very measured, but very sort of wait and see. But I think in general, as long as this is something that lowers tensions, I think it's something that the U.S. government will welcome.
Well, measured is absolutely right here. Here's Defense Secretary Ash Carter speaking about the South China Sea and speculating about how important an issue that might be in these Taiwan-China talks. Listen.
The United States does not take sides in these maritime disputes, but we do take the side of peaceful resolution under international law.
Does anyone believe that this meeting in some way envisions a peaceful resolution, finally, of the Taiwan-China question? Or is it just a meeting in a parade of meetings that could go on endlessly?
I don't think anyone envisions this as the end or anywhere near the end. It's certainly a historic moment. The head of the People's Republic of China and the head of the Republic of China, or Taiwan, have never met. So it will be a historic moment. But the expectations are quite low. The Taiwan side has already said that there will be no agreements made. There won't be a joint statement. And even if they wanted to try and reach some sort of accord with China, it's the sort of thing that the legislature and Taiwan would likely block. So it doesn't seem like there will be any sort of breakthrough. But at the same time, it will create a sort of a benchmark in the future. The ruling party, which is likely to be defeated in upcoming elections, can say we reach this level of closeness with Beijing. So I think it will stand out from a historic perspective, but I don't think there will be any breakthrough.
I can't resist asking you a language question. The language about where the what the Taiwanese leader is doing is fairly clear. but where is and what is the Chinese leader doing? I mean, Taiwan technically is a province of China. I mean, is he taking a trip to, you know, Rhode Island, or is he taking a trip to Mars?
Well, the meeting will be held in Singapore, which is a country that both sides have close relationship with. But it is a bit interesting in terms of, by having it in that place, it creates this sort of it makes it quite difficult in terms of protocol, and China will be a great pains to make it seem that President Xi Jinping is not meeting with the president of a sovereign nation, and it seems like they've already reached some agreements in advance, and it sounds like they will just call each other Xinsheng in Chinese or Mister in English. So they're doing away with the question of should we call each other president or general secretary or what the titles are.
A tiny linguistic question that speaks volumes. Austin, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Austin Ramsey is a reporter for our partner, The New York Times, based in Beijing.